From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A gun and bomb attack on a university in northwestern Pakistan Wednesday killed at least 25 people and wounded dozens more, according to officials and hospital sources. Authorities said a group of four terrorists stormed the Baka Khan University in the town of Charsada around 9 a.m. in the morning and opened fire on students and teachers. The regional deputy inspector general of police, Saeed Wazir Khan, said at least two of the suicide bombers were among the attackers. Meanwhile, a spokesman for the Pakistani Taliban says a group had nothing to do with the university attack. Meanwhile, the leader of India's opposition Congress party, Shashi Tor, says, reacted to the events.
The International Labor Organization.
The United States says China must join with the rest of the world in imposing strong sanctions against North Korea over its latest nuclear test, given its special relationship with the reclusive regime. The U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Anthony Blinken made the call Wednesday in Seoul during a meeting with South Korean Foreign Minister. Pyongyang angered the international community when it announced it tested the first ever hydrogen bomb on January 6, despite being under United Nations sanctions over three previous tests. Asian stock markets took another dive Wednesday thanks to further drop in global oil prices. China's economic slowdown and a pessimistic outlook for the overall global economy this year. Tokyo's Nikkei index officially entered bear market territory after losing nearly 4% by the end of the trading day, while the Hang Seng dropped. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting Wednesday with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, in Zurich, Switzerland. It's part of a trip to Europe, the Middle East, and Asia for talks on issues including the multinational effort to bring political stability to Syria and North Korea's recent nuclear test. The bilateral talks come at a critical time as plans to launch peace talks with the political transition in Syria and North Korea's recent nuclear test. The United States and Russia are part of the International Syria Support Group, which is backing the United States-led effort to bring the Syrian government and opposition together for negotiations. The two countries, however, are at odds over support for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Adding border checks to Europe's passport-free area would cost 3 billion euros a year in lost business, according to the bloc's chief executive Wednesday, seeking to reinforce a message that impulsive measures to curb migrant flows would hurt the economy. With some 1.7 million workers crossing EU internal borders every day, and with 57 million journeys made across those frontiers every year, the European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said every hour of waiting time at borders had a cost. He says, one after another, we close the borders, and once they're all closed, we will see that the economic cost is huge. That's Jean-Claude Juncker speaking to the European Parliament in Strasbourg. Yemeni security officials say that Oman has closed its two border crossings with Yemen over fears of militant attacks, leaving Yemenis largely sealed off from the outside world. Three security officials from an eastern province of Mara, which borders Oman, told the Associated Press Wednesday that the closure took place earlier this year but did not give specific dates. They spoke on condition of anonymity. Royal Dutch Shell expects to report a near halving in profits in the last 3 months of 2015 following the further slide in oil prices, it said Wednesday. It comes a week before shareholders meet to vote on a $47 billion deal to take over rival BG Group. Giving preliminary estimates for results ahead of the meeting, Shell said its underlying fourth quarter earnings on a current cost of supplies basis would be between $1.6 to $1.1 billion down from the $3.26 billion a year ago. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says about 1% of visitors who arrived in the country by air or sea remained in the country last year after they were supposed to leave. According to the data released, some 45 million of those visitors were due to leave at some point in the year, but they did not leave the country. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.